why and where we go. You are more beautiful than soul, more useful than eyes. Whatever I've seen in myself, I didn't see it. You saw. You chose me. I say this poem to honor that choice. I chose to lie down in a burning coffin bed. Ask my eyes, why do you flow? Ask my back, why so bent? Ask my soul, why do you wear iron shoes on the road? Also ask my soul if it has met another like you or heard of such a thing in any language. You're the sun dissolving dull overcasts, the fragrance of a field, Joseph entering this room. Peeling oranges, we see you and nick our hands. Without touching the ground, you draw a line. We turn that way. Your why and where we go, and what we do there. Birdsong from inside the egg. Sometimes a lover of God may faint in the presence. Then the beloved bends and whispers in his ear, "Beggar, spread out your robe, I'll fill it with gold. I've come to protect your consciousness. Where has it gone? Come back into awareness." This fainting is because lovers want so much. A chicken invites a camel into her henhouse, and the whole structure is demolished. A rabbit nestles down with its eyes closed in the arms of a lion. There is an excess in spiritual searching that is profound ignorance. Let that ignorance be our teacher. The friend breathes into one who has no breath. A deep silence revives the listening and the speaking of those two who meet on the riverbank. Like the ground turning green in a spring wind, like birdsong beginning inside the egg. Like this universe coming into existence, the lover wakes and whirls in a dancing joy. Then kneels down in praise. Thank you. as you are. Yesterday, you made a promise. Today, you broke it. Yesterday, Bastami's dance. Today, dregs thrown out, in pieces and at the same time, a perfect glass filled with sunlight. Give up on figuring the appearances, the dressing in green like a Sufi. You don't resemble anyone. You're not the bride or the groom. You don't fit in a house with a family. You've left the closed-in corner where you lived. Domestic animals get ridden to work, not you. You are as you are. An indescribable message coming on the air. Every word you say, medicine. But not yet. Stay quiet and still. Listening. What is the deep listening? Sama is a greeting from the secret ones inside the heart, a letter. The branches of your intelligence grow new leaves in the wind of this listening. The body reaches a peace. Rooster sound comes, reminding you of your love for dawn. The reed flute and the singer's lips, the knack of how spirit breathes into us, becomes as simple and ordinary as eating and drinking. The dead rise with the pleasure of listening. If someone can't hear a trumpet melody, sprinkle dirt on his head and declare him dead. Listen and feel the beauty of your separation, the unsayable absence. There's a moon inside every human being. Learn to be companions with it. Give more of your life to this listening. As brightness is to time, so you are to the one who talks to the deep ear in your chest. I should sell my tongue and buy 1,000 ears when that one steps near and begins to speak. A voice through the door. Sometimes you hear a voice through the door calling you, as fish out of water hear the waves, or a hunting falcon hear the drums, come back. This turning toward what you deeply love saves you. Children fill their shirts with rocks and carry them around. We're not children anymore. Read the book of your life which has been given you. A voice comes to your soul saying, lift your foot, cross over, move into the emptiness of question and answer and question. I have five things to say. The wakened lover speaks directly to the beloved. You are the sky my spirit circles in, the love, inside love, the resurrection place. Let this window be your ear. I have lost consciousness many times with longing for your listening silence and your life-quickening smile. You give attention to the smallest matters, my suspicious doubts, and to the greatest. You know my coins are counterfeit, but you accept them anyway, my impudence and my pretending. I have five things to say, five fingers to give into your grace. First, when I was apart from you, this world did not exist, nor any other. Second, whatever I was looking for was always you. Third, why did I ever learn to count to three? Fourth, my cornfield is burning. Fifth, this finger stands for Rabia, and this is for someone else. Is there a difference? Are these words or tears? Is weeping speech? What shall I do, my love? So he speaks, and everyone around begins to cry with him, laughing crazily, moaning in the spreading union of lover and beloved. This is the true religion. All others are thrown away bandages beside it. This is the sama of slavery and mastery dancing together. This is not being. Neither words nor any natural fact can express this. I know these dancers. Day and night I sing their songs in this phenomenal cage. My soul, don't try to answer now. find a friend and hide. But what can stay hidden? Love's secret is always lifting its head out from under the covers. Here I am. Thorn witness. Apparent shapes and meanings change. Creature hunts down creature. Bales get unloaded and weighed to determine price. None of any of this pertains to the unseen fire we call the beloved. That presence has no form and cannot be understood or measured. Take your hands away from your face. If a wall of dust moves across the plain, there's usually an army advancing under it. When you look for the friend is looking for you. Carried by a strong current, you and the others with you seem to be making decisions, but you're not. I weave coarse wool. I decide to talk less. But my actions cause nothing. A thorn grows next to the rose as its witness. I am that thorn for whom simply to be is an act of praise. Near the rose, no shame. The self we share. Thirst is angry at water. Hunger, bitter with bread. The cave wants nothing to do with the sun. This is dumb, the self-defeating way we've been. A gold mine is calling us into its temple. Instead, we bend and keep picking up rocks from the ground. Everything has a shine like gold, but we should turn to the source. The origin is what we truly are. I add a little vinegar to the honey I give. The bite of scolding makes ecstasy more familiar. But look, fish, you're already in the ocean. Just swimming there makes you friends with glory. What are these grudges about? You are Benjamin. Joseph has put a gold cup in your grain sack and accused you of being a thief. Now he draws you aside and says, "You are my brother. I am a prayer. You're the Amen." We move in eternal regions, yet worry about property here. This is the prayer each. You are the source of my life. You separate essence from mud. You honor my soul. You bring rivers from the mountain springs. You brighten my eyes. The wine you offer takes me out of myself into the self we share. Doing that is religion. Inhale autumn, long for spring. Union is a watery way. In an eye, the point of light. In the chest, the soul. I don't deserve to be with you. Your grace draws me. The place where ecstatic lovers go is called the tavern, where everyone gambles and whoever loses has to live there. So, my love, even if you're the pattern of time's orderly passage, don't go. Or if you do, wear a disguise. But don't cover your chest, keep open there. Someone asked me, what is love? Don't look for an explanation. Dissolve into me and you'll know when it calls. Respond. Walk out as a lion, a rose, inhale autumn, long for spring. You that change the dull field, who give conversation to damaged ears, make dying alive, award guardianship to the wandering mind. You who erase the five senses at night, who give eyes a lure and a blood clot wisdom, who give the lover heroic strength. You who hear what Sinai said, lose your life if you're seeking eternity. The master who teaches us is absolute light, not this visibility. Thank you. What are words anyway? There is a parrot in you that God speaks through. What the parrot says, you see reflected in phenomena. The parrot takes away what you think you like and gives joy. She hurts you, and you feel the perfect justice of the pain. You were burning up your soul to keep the body delighted, but you didn't know what you were doing. I am another kind of fire. If you have trash to get rid of, bring it here. My kindling is always on the verge of catching. How can such things be hidden? How can I talk with a raging lion inside me? The lion that wants union cannot be contained by any meadow. I try to think of different rhyme words, but the friend says, "Think only of me. Sit and rest in my presence, where you yourself rhyme with me." What are words anyway? Thorns in the hedge that goes around the vineyard. I'll make word sounds unintelligible. I can talk to you without them. You are the consciousness of the world. And I want to tell you what I didn't tell Adam or Abraham. What Jesus held back from saying. Language has been qualified up until now with signifiers denoting positive and negative. No more of that. The true self is a no-self. Fall in love with the lover who disappears in a love for you. Be water searching for thirst. Be silent and all ear. When spring ecstasy floods, build a dam or everything will wash away. Oh, let it go. Under the foundation's ruins, there's treasure. Those drowned in God want to be more drowned. They can't decide, being thrown about, whether they love more the bottom, the surface, or some middle region. I see my beauty in you. I see my beauty in you. I become a mirror that cannot close its eyes to your longing. My eyes wet with yours in the early light. My mind every moment giving birth, always conceiving, always in the ninth month, always the come point. How do I stand this? We become these words, we say, a wailing sound moving out into the air. These thousands of worlds that rise from nowhere, how does your face contain them? I'm a fly in your honey, then closer. A moth caught in flame's allure, then empty sky stretched out in homage. Say I am you. I am dust particles in sunlight. I am the round sun. To the bits of dust I say, stay. To the sun, keep moving. I am morning mist and the breathing of evening. I am wind in the top of a grove and surf in the cliff. Mast, rudder, helmsman, and keel, I'm also the coral reef they found her on. I am a tree with a trained parrot in its branches, silence, thought, and voice. The musical air coming through a flute, a spark of a stone, a flickering in metal. Both candle and the moth crazy around it, rose and the nightingale lost in the fragrance. I am all orders of being, the circling galaxy, the evolutionary intelligence, the lift and the falling away. What is and what isn't. You who know Jalaluddin, you the one in all, say who I am. Say, I am you. Playing and being played. There are no words to explain, no tongue, how, when that player touches the strings, it is me playing and being played. How existence turns around this music. How stories grow from the trunk. How cup and mouth swallow each other with the wine. How a garnet stone comes from nowhere is puzzled by these miners. How even if you look for us hair's breadth by hair's breadth, you'll not find anything. We're inside the hair. How last night a spear struck. How the lion drips red. How someone pulls at my robe of tattered patches. It's all I have. Where are your clothes? How Shams of Tabriz lives outside time. How what happens to me happens there. Where everything is music. Don't worry about saving these songs. And if one of our instruments breaks, it doesn't matter. We have fallen into the place where everything is music. The strumming and the flute notes rise into the atmosphere, and even if the whole world's harp should burn up, there will still be hidden instruments playing. So the candle flickers and goes out. We have a piece of flint and a spark. This singing art is sea foam, The graceful movements come from a pearl somewhere on the ocean floor. Poems reach up like spindrift and the edge of driftwood along the beach wanting. They derive from a slow and powerful root that we can't see. Stop the words now. Open the window in the center of your chest and let the spirits fly in and out.